You are listening to All Things Transformers. Maximals, maximize!
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
And welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me this week is...
Dave Fuhr Mike.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. So this is the week before Thanksgiving. Last Thursday, we had the origins of Birdman Dodd.
America Jr.
Yeah. And this is going to be a special... All Things Transformers that goes out on the Sunday of the week before Thanksgiving, because you, as people can hear Steve moving crap around on his desk.
That's Steve opening the box.
Yeah. So we're going to do a live audio unboxing of something masterful.
Yes.
Because so, that's just Prime.
Yes. Way to give it away.
Well, that's just Prime.
So, this is the first time I've gotten a Takara figure, I should note.
Okay.
My very first Masterpiece figure was MP01 Optimus Prime. Way back in 2006. The 20th anniversary figure, I might add.
Wow, 2 years ago.
Yes, and I still have him. Pristine condition. Still the tallest Masterpiece. And he's partially, like, he's got the battle damage stuff with, like, little burns and then the short smokestacks and light-up matrix and a Megatron gun and the Energon axe and all that fun stuff. So I've abstained from getting any other Masterpiece figures. I, at one point, wanted to get... Masterpiece Megatron,
right.
The original. Might I also add that MP36 is Masterpiece Megatron.
Beast Wars Megatron.
No.
Oh, it's
Generation
the,
1.
It's the new one, that's right.
It's the new one, and it looks just like
the old
cartoon.
One. Yeah.
The one that came out years ago was diecast, but it rusted. The original Generation 1 Megatron that was Masterpiece that came out. So, anyways, I traded in, like, my Optimal Optimus, amongst many other figures that I owned, to tfsource.com, and it was, one, to get rid of the figures. I had no room for them. Two, I have no nostalgia for figures that don't look show accurate at this point.
Right.
Some of the figures I could have kept, and I didn't really want to part with them, but I didn't have anywhere to display them, which was the unfortunate part. I don't have, like, all of the room that I was anticipating. So I traded them in, knowing full well that Masterpiece Optimus Primal would be coming out at some point.
Right.
Or as Takara calls him, Convoy Beast Wars.
Yeah.
MP32... the box is gray. It's got the beast eye on it. It is spectacular. The Masterpiece text is chrome. The Transformers logo is green. It's got the Maximal symbol with in silver with the blue, or not blue, the red around it. On the top of the box, Transformers Masterpiece is chrome. It's got images from the show. Well, actually not from the show, it's the actual toy. It just looks so blasted real, it looks like the show. On the back, there is a picture from the show. But he has 4 different faces in robot mode. One of them's like the smile, one of them's like the kind of angry, like the eyes are squinty. There's another one where he's just got normal mouth. Then there's another one where he's got the faceplate.
Mm-hmm.
They all light up. Sweet. He's got two of his katanas, his swords, or cyber blades, whatever they call them. His blasters that are the over-the-shoulder are show accurate. His plasma cannons on his wrists actually pull out like normal. And, I've yet to transform him. And he's got a couple of different faces for beast mode as well. So I'm actually pretty geeked about this. And the box shows all the different configurations. There is a little card that's like a tuck spec card that comes with it. Granted, right. It's all in Japanese, so I understand zero of it.
Yeah.
The front of it has a new drawing of Optimus Primal on the front with the Beast Wars card. So it's very reminiscent of the old Beast Wars toys. And then it shows like the robot and beast mode on the back, and it says, 10 out of 10 for everything for stats. And then, of course, you get the instructions, which, again, Japanese. Some of the text is in English on some of the stuff when it's talking about the views or the stuff that's on the box. But right. The text on how to transform him,
yeah.
Not English. so it does nothing for me. Thankfully, the pictures are very helpful.
The pictures are very helpful, and you can head on over to youtube.com/Optobotomus and watch his video review, because he does transform him to and from robot mode.
So is that a shameless plug?
Of course.
The figure, though, it's,
hard to get out of the box.
No, it's that stupid cellophane plastic.
All I can think of is, what's the line, from Angel. From the TV show Angel, he's having problems with his TV remote when he gets turned into a puppet. Stupid plastic piece of crap.
As you can hear, finally got it open. How many blasted pieces of tape do they have on this thing? There's four. I only saw two.
This is wonderful podcasting, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's so unprofessional. It's not even fun. I'm not even gonna bore you with the 35 step transformation over the air. But where are the other face? Oh, because I shook the box, the little katanas. They're actually pretty sharp. Not sharp, but pretty cool looking. Very, very show accurate. They've got the little pegs so that you can mount them in his back.
Right.
And then it almost looks like you could combine them and make one giant sword out of it, but you can't. But the colors on it are pretty freaking slick. And the beast mode primal heads, he's got that face on one of them.
Sweet.
And then the other one's just a normal beast smile, and then the other one's his plain face, his grape face.
His grape face.
Yeah. And then you've got like I said, the squinty eyed, mouth open primal face for robot mode, and then the normal one, where it almost looks like he's winking with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get the figure out of this container. Wow, he's it actually feels pretty nice, pretty smooth. This is pretty slick. The hands on it are poseable. He's got a ball joint for his shoulders. His fingers are about as poseable as the regular masterpieces.
Well, he is a regular masterpiece.
Well, I'm saying I'm basing this off of my Optimus Optimus Prime. And I like the little click joints that are in everything, and I can definitely see how this thing transforms. Although I'm not going to do all of it right this second, because I got his shoulder blades up right now. That's pretty cool. Man, this thing's pretty nice. I like it. I hope that Megatron is to follow.
I would assume he would be. I would really assume that Megatron, Beast Wars Megatron would be to follow. So, Beast Wars Megatron, what do you think of your arch rival, Masterpiece Optimus Primal?
Well, he seems to look prime.
Awesome.
Yeah, the foot pieces, how the little, because his toes, like his gorilla toes, are very wide,
mm-hmm.
And how the foot transforms is actually kind of interesting. It's not too much, like, honestly, it's not too much different than the originals, as far as some of that. It's definitely different in a lot of ways. The only robot kibble I notice on the figure is on his legs.
Yeah.
And that's where you get the white from the back of the legs. I have no idea how this stupid thing transforms. Yeah, like I said, like
go watch Optibotomus's video and you'll find out.
I don't want to watch a video. I want to just do it.
Oh, great. Optimus Primal is the new spokesperson for Nike.
Just do it tomorrow. Prime Jets on. Transform yeah. already. No. So, yeah, and his head turns. I mean, like, everything, all the little swivels are pretty awesome on this thing. The leg joints, how the ankle thing does its thing. Mm-hmm. It's got like a little like a piston type thing going on part of it, kind of like the Masterpiece Optimus Prime. So I'm actually kind of excited to see how this thing transforms once I get it figured out. But yeah, it's definitely complicated, but it's very, 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 very show accurate.
That's a good thing.
So about this. So, yeah, that's pretty much my thoughts on Optimus Primal. It came in today. I'm really wanting to put this toy in my display case now, and then I don't really want to lose the box because it looks sweet.
Yeah, I think once you play with the toy for a little while and get the feel of the monkey, you'll probably
want to feel his monkey. That's
gross. You'll probably an Altered Geek video on it.
Yeah, I may end up having to watch Optibotomus.
Yeah.
Stupid video.
Hey!
No, I meant like, not stupid video, stupid toy. It's not very simple, man. I'm used to simple.
Yeah. It,
like, even my, oh, there's some, oh.
Okay, I think we need to end this. You're way too excited to focus on podcasting.
Oh, yes. It's so awesome. His power is awesome.
So, as I said, folks, this is going to be going out, and it's kind of funny that it's going to go out this day, because it's been a really weird last 10 or 15-minute episode here, but this is going to go out on Sunday, November 13th, 2016.
My pants are full.
The week before Thanksgiving. The week of Thanksgiving, actually on Thanksgiving Day, we are going to have the All Things Transformers Origins with Optibotomus, hence why I've been bringing his video and his channel up, so you can check that out.
It's like Transformers Pit My Ride.
That's right.
I have no idea how that relates to the situation, but we'll figure out a way.
Eh, we'll fix it in the editing.
Fix it in post.
So, transform, transcend, all that good stuff. Stay tuned. I'm sure Steve Megatron will have a video review actually showing off the figure.
I'm not going to transform it. We'd be here all night.
See, that's why you film and then edit video together.
See, I know how to do that, but there's just too much work involved with transforming a toy. The editing's easy. The toy is difficult. That's what they pay the big boys to do.
Like Optimus.
Yep.
Yep.
They don't pay me for that kind of stuff. This is torture. This is torture. Chain me to the wall.
And on that note, folks, we're going to get the frag out of here. We will catch you next time here on All Things Transformers.
No! By Primus, no!
Whoa. The Ark.
Oh, brother. We're in for it now.
Excellent. Keep them busy, Black Arachnia. Yes.
Where are you going?
I shall effect a more permanent solution.
We have to get Megatron out of there. Everything that is the existence of the entire universe depends on it. You got it, Big Bot. Oh. Wasn't built, it was poured.
Diecast construction. It's a lost art.